hospital has been facilitating for a number of years, say the non-consultant house doctors and people who would come for 6 month stints or 12 month stints to Sligo, they would have a number of properties that they would have identified for people so that they don't have to be fighting in the open market and make it more attractive for them to come to here, which is something that, we would always want. The teachers, the nurses, they are all key workers. But, you know, all the other people that work around them, and you did mention the doctors, if the teachers in the schools are needed, do we not need to look after, say, those that work in childcare as well? Because that's a hugely important factor, and the state is going to be more involved in that as time goes by. You know, if you have the doctors and the nurses, are the cleaners, the catering staff, the security staff, these are all key workers within our organisations. We have an overall responsibility to make sure there's enough housing for them. It's not a new thing either. We would all be familiar with the guard's house next door to the Garda station, and these were in the early parts of our state. That would have been an idea that key workers' house was provided for them, and indeed that was the way it was done, and you had to live beside the job. It was a condition of the job that you lived beside it.
There will be people in the private sector saying here, well, where does the line stop? They will claim perhaps that they are on a very modest income as well, and no such assistance has been provided to them.
In the private sector, the employers have identified who they consider to be the key staff, but I think they will have to widen that as well. If you look at the big multinational companies in our country, if Apple or Microsoft or Intel or any of these decide to bring senior middle management or whatever and relocate them to Ireland, they will have positions in place, they will have housing in place, they will have schools in place. They will have all that done already to support the people they want in a particular area. And I think we're going to get to a situation where more and more employers will want this. We recently had Michael O'Leary talking about buying an entire estate in near Dublin Airport for his staff.